That's Grand Funk. Some kind of wonderful. Well, yes, yes, she is. I'm joined in studio by three gorgeous young women, the finalists to the Miss Bellito pageant on the afternoon drive. Oh, we're graced with their wonderful presence, and the show proudly brought to you by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota. We get to hear what their dreams and aspirations are in terms of holding the title that is Miss Bellito Girls. Welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining me in studio today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are so welcome. Let's get a little closer to that mic over there so we can hear your beautiful voice. That was the voice of Natalia. Natalia, how are you?
I am well, thanks. How are you?
I'm so good. I can tell that you are very well familiar with a microphone. And you said to me you are a YouTube star.
That is right.
Wow. Gosh. Tell me. That's a real career to chase nowadays, isn't it?
Definitely, yes. And it's something that I'm passionate about.
Okay. So, and what do you broadcast on your YouTube channel?
So I post a lot of travel vlogs, family content, such as pranks, challenges, as well as movie reviews. So.
Wow. Okay. You've got it going on, girl. Zoe, hi.
Hi.
Timer, you've told me. And you are doing so incredibly well. You've made the finals and, gosh, how are you feeling about that?
I'm very excited and I feel very privileged to be here.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just want to make a difference.
That's amazing. I think that as we spoke off air, you've told me that that's really what sets Miss Bellito apart from the rest. Shannon, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Hello. I'm 17. Still currently doing school.
Okay.
And like I love to live a healthy and active lifestyle.
Wow.
And like just to like be an example or sit, like just be like an example to others.
Okay.
And just like,
and to influence your community.
Yes.
Well, that sounds
others.
Great. If you are passionate about living a healthy and active lifestyle and you can broadcast that on a wider platform and influence others to do so, that's a really, really noble goal. Tell me, you each have a project. This is a beauty pageant with a difference. Not only are you celebrated for being three beautiful young women, but celebrated for the good that you aim to do. And tell me about your project and why you think you are fit to hold the crown.
Okay, so to start off, I will be addressing a topic that is close to my heart, which is mental health.
Cool.
So I almost lost a friend to suicide back in the year 2018.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You guys must have been really young.
Exactly. Yeah, that was grade 9.
Oh, wow.
So basically, that is when I launched my campaign, Break the Silence.
Okay.
So it started off as an Instagram page where I'd post motivational quotes and advice on how to tackle different situations in life.
Okay.
So as a finalist of Miss Bellito, I would like to use this platform to go to schools, work environments, as well as create a podcast channel where I will be giving talks on topics that relate to mental health, such as substance abuse, peer pressure, as well as dysfunctional families, because these are factors that contribute to teenagers committing suicide in particular.
Natalia, that is incredible. I think that tackling such a broadly misunderstood topic is a huge, huge feat, and to do so as a young person with limited experience in the world, but to know that you have faced hardships like that, and that is the truth for young people living in the world today, it's amazing to be shining a light on those topics. I personally have got experience in that field. I think it's really impossible to find somebody who doesn't have a friend, a family member, or a coworker who struggles with mental health. And breaking the stigma, breaking the silence is the only way that we will make a difference. That is incredible.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And you, Zoe, what is a project that is close to your heart, and how will you be making a difference?
Well, I have so many things in mind. I'm an animal lover, so I'm considering going to animal shelters.
Okay.
And, that's one of the things I'm interested in. Another thing that's very close to my heart is children and special needs children. I have a special needs sister.
That's amazing.
And, I feel like a lot of them don't have the necessary resources in schools that, like here in Bellito.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we do, it's not affordable.
Okay, that is a very fair point that you raise.
Yes, so I have quite a few ideas, and currently I'm doing outreaches with Jackie Mayer.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're also doing KZN flood outreaches, various outreaches, so I'm just wanting to get involved, more involved with the community.
That is incredible.
But yeah, like I said, I'm still busy working on my project because I have so many things that I would like to do, so I'm not 100% sure yet where I'm going with it.
That's okay. I mean, yeah, you're only 18 years old. You are not expected to have it all figured out, but it definitely sounds that your heart is in the right place and that your intentions are pure. And that's exactly what we love to see in young people these days. You're really doing an incredible job. And I think shining a light on something that is personal to you is always the right direction to take it into, because you can speak on authority with that topic, and that is really something special.
Thank you.
And you, Shannon, what sets your soul on fire?
So as I said with all the other interviews, I have a special place for children, mm-hmm, and would also like to work with children, and my project would lie by orphanage places.
Okay.
And disability children.
Wow, okay.
So it's almost similar to Zoe's, but I would like to give the knowledge of, I wouldn't say who are they, and but how to deal with the situation,
yeah,
that everyone is, and just giving everyone the knowledge of the situation where they are, what they experience, and how they could help.
For sure, and helping people connect, you know, I think
exactly.
That's a really important role, if you were to wear the crown, to be relatable, to help people connect, and to shine the light on, yeah, issues that deserve more attention.
Yes, and I would also help and would love to donate some goods, mm-hmm, to orphanage places, because I know some areas, the rural areas, they well known, and it's a really small area in Richards Bay as well.
Okay.
So not many people know about the area, and so I'm busy working with one place there, and just helping where I can. So yeah.
That is amazing, girls. We only have a limited time, and there's so much that we can talk about. It's amazing to get to know three beautiful young faces with such pure hearts. I would love to get the listeners to connect with you, to follow the pageant. So leave us with some details. Give us the plug. Let us know how we can follow the journey and see which one of you gets to wear the crown.
So before I start with that, I just wanted to make a general point that Miss Belito is all about inner beauty and basically empowering young women, and that is what all of us here are passionate about,
yeah,
and that is why we are here.
I love that. So if, yeah, anybody listening feels, hell yeah, I buy into that, I want to follow, I want to support, I want to get involved with the charity work, how can they follow you personally and the pageant as a whole?
Cool. So basically, you could follow me on my Instagram and Facebook platforms. My username is Natalia Murugan. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel, guys. And most importantly, please do follow my Break the Silence campaign on Instagram, because that is where I will be posting my projects and ways that you can be involved as well.
Incredible. And you, Zoe, how can people find you on the wild world of the internet?
I'm on Facebook and on Instagram, Zoe Tiennison, and yeah, also have a Miss Belito finalist page.
Amazing.
And just before I end off, I wanted to also say that Miss Belito is not only about your looks, it's about what's on the inside.
I love that.
Yeah, I feel like if you can come here and just be yourself, then you should definitely be a part of Miss Belito.
And that's exactly what you guys have brought today. Shannon, how can people follow your journey and get involved with this active lifestyle that you love living?
So on Facebook and Instagram, you can follow me at Shannon Goes to Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And another for my Miss Belito account is Shannon Miss Belito finalist. And I would like to add, Miss Belito is also about it keeps your confidence up, and it's also about just boosting your self-esteem and just being out there and bringing everything about it. and bring community work together.
Thank you so much. You couldn't have said that better. These were three finalists for the Miss Bellito pageant. You can follow the journey on Instagram and Facebook. Keep up with the girls. Follow the amazing outreach projects that they have invested a lot of time, energy and effort into. And stay tuned, because on the 1st of September at Colashina State, Miss Bellito will be crowned. That's Shannon, Zoe and Nataria. Thank you for joining me, ladies, and best of luck to you on the journey.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your day.
Headed back to the music now. You're on Radio Life and Style. This is Afternoon Drive, brought to you by Bidvest, McCarthy Toyota Bellito, and right now, Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding livening up your afternoon. I need your love.